everyone, welcome back. Today I want to talk about something which is really, really important, and it's just not getting the coverage it needs because it's a massive threat to our democracy and to our sovereignty. And it's called, and it is a catchy title, it's called the Transatlantic Trade Investment Partnership. That's a bit of a mouthful, so let's just call it TTIP. And TTIP, if you haven't heard about it, is being negotiated largely in secret between the European Union and the United States. And what it's going to do is it's going to give big businesses the same rights as nation states and allow them to sue elected governments in secret courts if they implement policies that in some way affect their profits. So I'll give you an example. Take Australia. Now, what they try to do is introduce plain cigarette packaging. It's to try and protect the safety, the health of consumers by trying to deter people from smoking. But Philip Morris, a massive tobacco giant, they used a similar treaty to sue the Australian government.
This has got to be some sort of joke.
What TTIP aims to do as well is standardise the regulations on both sides of the Atlantic. Now, these are regulations that protect our health, protect the environment and so on. But the problem is, over in the US, regulations are far laxer when it comes to hormones, which have been linked to cancer, pesticides and genetically modified foods. But what TTIP would mean is a race to the bottom, encouraging the EU to go down to the same level as the United States. According to every poll going, the vast majority of people in this country want a publicly run national health service. They want utilities and services to be run by the public sector, not by profiteers. But TTIP would mean that it would be very, very hard to return privatised services back where they should be under the accountable control of the public. One of the things that's so dodgy about this treaty is it's been negotiated behind closed doors, so we can't actually scrutinise what's really going on and what's being planned. But when the European Commission was forced to reveal who they'd been meeting and the build-up to drawing up this treaty, overwhelmingly, over 90% of those meetings were with large corporations with private interests. Now, we hear a lot about threats to our sovereignty, to our democracy, from the Tories, from the right-wing media.
Is I think we need to bust some of the myths.
But TTIP exposes how shamelessly hypocritical and disingenuous they really are. So take a few years ago when David Cameron vetoed the EU treaty, saying it was standing up for the national interest to do so. But he wasn't really standing up for the national interest there, unless you think the financial sector and the national interest are completely synonymous. I happen to disagree. But David Cameron is one of the biggest cheerleaders there is for TTIP, as are much of the rest of the Conservative Party. What does that tell you? It tells you that all that rhetoric about sovereignty is a load of guff. Now, all the people cheerleading TTIP on, they're saying that there'll be huge economic benefits for people here in Britain and across the European Union. But there's also a report commissioned by the British government, and it said of the part of the treaty that allows corporations to sue elected governments in secret courts, that there was likely to have few or no benefits to the UK while having meaningful economic and political costs. What we have to do is we've got to take action, because this week in the European Parliament, they're debating TTIP. And what we all should do is get in touch with our members of the European Parliament. It's really easy to do that. Go to writetothem.com, just type in your postcode, and it will tell you who your member of the European Parliament is. And say to them, don't sign away our democracy, don't sign away our sovereignty, don't allow our rights to be attacked by these large profiteering corporations. Vote against TTIP. We've put links down below the video with loads more information about what TTIP is, the danger that it represents and what you can do about it. But please leave your comments, keep them coming, love to hear what you think, and I will try and respond to as many of those comments as I can. So let's keep the conversation going. Cheers.